Union leaders applied to hold a referendum on the controversial ordinance called AO37 on April 3rd. Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler explains the application didn't meet the technical requirements, but he says there was a bigger issue too.
You cannot address administrative matters by referendum.
Wheeler argues the matter is administrative because it deals with issues like where certain employees are located during work, the number of health benefit programs that employees can choose from, and the time frame in which the collective bargaining process should take place. Union leaders applied to hold the referendum the day after municipal elections, when voters turned out in numbers to protest the ordinance at the ballot box. Several thousand filled in the name of write-in candidate Nick Moe instead of voting for Ernie Hall, who was running unopposed in West Anchorage's District 3. Hall chairs the assembly and oversaw passage of the ordinance. Under his leadership, a public hearing was closed before everyone who showed up had a chance to testify. Andy Holloman is the president of the Anchorage Education Association. He was the primary sponsor of the application for a referendum. He does not agree with Wheeler's analysis.
The charter suggests that citizens can reverse an ordinance enacted by the assembly, and that's what we want to do. We think it's about that straightforward. If you have to go to court to get the right to do that, we're prepared to take that action.
Holloman says before filing a lawsuit, he and other union leaders plan to submit a new application to hold a referendum in an effort to remedy technical problems with their previous application. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.